The Great Feeder Canal is vital for irrigation and flood control. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The Great Feeder Canal was rebuilt just 7 months ago and built in just the nick of time, according to Jake Putnam, who is a reporter and blogger for the Idaho Farm Bureau.
Well, the Great Feeder Canal is this canal just north of Idle Falls in Ryrie, and they had to rebuild it last year. It was getting old and really showing its age. Last fall, when CFS on the Snake River were below 2,000, I think they said it was running 1,000 CFS when they built it. They rebuilt the head gates, rebuilt the structure, and they couldn't have done it at a better time because this year we're seeing record runoffs. We'd never seen runoffs like this on the Upper Snake ever. And so just in time with new head gates. And this Great Feeder Canal, it not only does flood control for Rexburg, Idle Falls, Blackfoot, all those downstream towns, but it also diverts irrigation water. It's got to be close to $1 billion in agriculture come off that canal. So the Great Feeder Canal, it's up and running, and everyone in eastern Idaho's pretty excited and thankful during this flood year that Feeder Canal is there to really regulate the Snake River.
In a rare year, the Great Feeder Canal filled all the state's water right obligations. All that water went into the ground for recharge. And that's a total of over 313,000 acre-feet earmarked for recharge, exceeding Idaho's goal of over 240,000 acre-feet.
David Sparks,